Welcome everybody into the Benchwarmers Redemption here on Dragon Digital Radio. I am Matt Trudell, and with me, like always,
Jeans fan Alex Baker,
Sebastian Merrick.
Happy New Year's, guys!
Happy New Year.
Sebastian, it's been more time since we haven't seen you.
Yeah.
Alex, I saw you a week ago or whatever.
About a week and a half.
About a week. Stop it. He's in jail now. Rightfully so. Yeah, we're still talking about Bobby Shmurda in 2018. How about that? Take that, Trinidad James. All right. So, on to some serious notes. Let's start in the NFL. Let's talk.
Congratulations on your perfect season.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. It's fun. It was very fun to watch every single game.
Now
we have two people who've experienced the perfect seasons.
And then we have two. If Jimmy's not here this week, but then we have two people that like teams all of a sudden were like, hey, what's up, guys? We're going to the playoffs. We tried our hardest not to go to the playoffs.
I think you're still too hard on Mariota. I texted you. You're way too hard.
No, he's joking. He was texting me, rubbing it in, because Marcus Mariota threw the worst pick ever in the Rams game. Because we were on TV for some odd reason. And in the Rams game, it's our first possession. We ran the first two plays. And then Mariota literally threw it into double coverage on an underneath wrap. So horrible. And he just, all of a sudden, I get a text from Alex that's like, so I think you're too hard on Mariota. I was like, I'm going to kill you. All right? I'm going to find your house in Severna Park or wherever lair you live and destroy you.
Home of Mark DeShera.
The turncloak. He took $50 more million in a World Series championship and didn't sign with the Orioles. You remember when that went down?
Oh, yeah.
So many people were so upset. Oh, yeah, especially from your area.
Yeah, he was a traitor to us.
The Pac.
You're from Boston now.
The Pac. All right. So the Browns, man. We talked a little offline. I actually didn't have them on here because I didn't think that you would want to talk, but let's talk this out, Sebastian, because you think Hugh should be gone.
Yeah, I think it's pretty obvious.
Okay, but here's my thing. All right, this is my only defense of Hugh. I agree. It hasn't gone so well.
It's gone as bad as everything.
Not as bad.
Anything
not as bad.
Gone wrong, that could go wrong has gone wrong.
I don't know. He still has that win.
against the Chargers.
The Chargers were almost a playoff team this year.
They attract a huge crowd at home.
We're not even close to that.
Okay. So, here's my thing. The Browns go through coaches rather quickly, right?
Yes.
So, If you only give coaches 2 years to improve when they absolutely have nothing, they can't necessarily get their full, quote-unquote, system in.
I think they can win more than zero games, but...
Okay, fair enough. I mean, but who are you going to go get? Who are you going to go get?
Anyone other than Hugh Jackson. Seriously. He doesn't know how to call plays. He never runs the ball.
Clock management is the worst. He's destroyed DeShone Kizer. DeShone Kizer earlier in the year actually showed promise, if you remember. He actually was might be the future.
That's new NFL issues, though, because here's the deal, right? Is he was known coming out of the draft as being a project, someone who should not start right away.
Correct.
He started right away.
Correct.
I don't know if – I mean, I wasn't in that room, but I could imagine that – do you think Hugh ran that decision, or do you think up top was like, we're starting Kizer, we're not going to do whoever?
I think Hugh ran that decision because of the options that were there.
All right.
Because remember, our other two quarterbacks are not, veterans. Kevin Hogan's only a second-year player.
I know.
And Kessler's
a
third-year.
But he went to Stanford. He's a smart guy.
Not as smart as Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Not who is?
Yeah, I know.
Maybe Alex Smith, but he went to Utah.
Nah.
Alex Smith, that's who I'd like as my quarterback. I think Alex Smith.
You would take Alex Smith?
Sure.
Why?
Because he's a good, solid veteran quarterback.
But do you think Alex Smith is going to change the game in Cleveland?
He's going to get us more than zero wins.
But do you want more than zero wins? Like, here's the thing. What's the point of having 3 wins on the season and getting the second or third pick when you can have zero and get the one? I mean, there's just no point. Like, I'm sorry, but, like, at this stage in the game, I don't know, man. The only teams that would be looking for an Alex Smith-type person would be the teams that are, like, that player away. So, like, say Jacksonville goes in and collapses this weekend, and then they get rid of Bortles. Alex Smith would be a good fit on that because right. They just need someone not to turn the ball over. But, like, to go to – he's not changing games over here.
Yeah, but I also think we got to also count for this. The Browns roster isn't going to be the same as it is this year. There's going to be a lot of changes. John Dorsey, obviously our new general manager, he's going to bring in a roster that he's said it before. They're going to bring a roster to try to compete for a playoff spot this year. Are they going to make the playoffs? Hell no. But they're going to try. They're going to try to bring in a lot of vets. And they're also, in my opinion...
I'm sorry, continue, and then I will...
And in my opinion as well, they're going to... I think they're not going to pick all the... I think they're going to trade some draft picks for some... I could see them getting an elite splash this offseason via trade.
Okay. So, just coming from a fan of a team that up until 2 years ago was just absolutely atrocious, we used to do the whole bringing in the named... free agent guys. And it really, Arakpo, that offseason was the first offseason it worked. We constantly brought in people that had names, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And they were just absolute garbage.
Kenny Britt.
Well, we drafted Kenny Britt.
That's for us.
Yeah. And Kenny Britt wasn't a problem. His off the field issues,
right?
And he had a bad injury under us, was what ended him here, in Tennessee. But it's tough. It's tough. I almost feel like, in my opinion, and I can understand if you don't think Hugh is the guy, but the next guy that comes in, or is if it continues to be Hugh, he needs to just have, we're going to give you 4 or 5 years here, bro, and you're just going to have to do what you can do.
4 or 5 years.
So what have the Browns done other than 2010? So Matt,
if they're 0-16 next year, you're saying you would keep Hugh Jackson again?
I mean, if you bring in somebody else, you're eventually going to just have to give somebody some time to do something, because replacing coaches every 2 years is not working.
Okay, but here's the thing. When they fired the coaches before, they're like 4-12, 5-11, okay, et cetera. And Jimmy Haslam, trust me, I think he's a terrible owner.
Okay,
but
fair enough.
He's also committed, like ever since he hired Hugh, he's realized that the firing coaches is a mistake. But it also gets to a point where it's not 4-12, 5-11, 6-10 like they usually were. It's 0-16, 1-15, 2-14. Plus, how are you going to sell tickets? We want to see encouragement. As fans, we want to know we could actually at least do something this year.
But the Browns should have gotten accustomed to years of not doing something.
Yeah, maybe. You're right. Why do you think we're having that 0-16 parade?
You're having an 0-16 parade?
Yeah.
See, Hugh Jackson is the coach 6th. That you guys deserve. So what are you going to do? Fire him and bring in Jack Del Rio?
Fine. I love Jack Del Rio.
How? How do you love Jack Del Rio? You're the only person I've ever heard say that.
Do you see what he did with the Raiders? Other than last year was a rough year, but the first 2 years, year one, he developed everyone. Mm. Year two, they had a great year. Year three is just a rough year.
I think it would be
more... With a bunch of characters on that team, by the way.
I don't know if it's necessarily... I think you're giving him more credit than he deserves for developing players. He went out and got players from other teams. He went out and had... I mean, Derek Carr's a talented dude. Amari Cooper is Amari Cooper, you know, up until this year, which right. Amari Cooper significantly regressed and then got injured. Michael Crabtree, okay.
They're cutting him.
Yeah, which he had he was their better wide receiver this year. So yeah. I think Jack Del Rio at best is like a 3-13, 4-12 guy with the Browns. The Browns are a terrible organization. I'm sorry to tell you this.
I know that. Do you think we don't know that? That's pretty clear.
So my thing is, what's the point? What is the point of continuing the coaching carousel when, in theory, Hugh Jackson is a quarterback whisperer? I'm putting air quotations, everybody. And he's got the system. That's the thing. What system?
If he's a quarterback whisperer, then why isn't Kizer going to be the quarterback of the future?
Because that guy couldn't even hold down a number one starting role at Notre Dame. He shared time. He was a project. They made a mistake in starting him last year.
Well, look at the quarterbacks he had before.
But do you think Kevin Hogan would have won one game?
Or would it have gone
0-16? So, like, what's the point? Like, why even really get mad at the season?
Because we're 0-16. Matt.
Detroit made it cool. Y'all just copied. That's all, you know what I'm saying? So no one, when Detroit made it cool, it was a thing. Like, you guys went 0-16, and we were like, oh, hey, the Browns went 0-16. I didn't care.
We were expecting it.
So just let it work through, man. You got some young talent on that team, but it's still an overall crappy team.
Earlier we didn't have anything.
You have young talent, that unproven young talent, but they have a chance. I think you've seen flashes.
They're not
going to
have a chance under that guy. They're not going to have a chance under you. He's shown it time and time again.
If realistically,
he never runs the ball. His clock management is terrible. The quarterback whisperer, I've not seen quarterback whisperer at all in those 2 years.
Realistically, who is a coach that you would bring in right now instead?
Josh McDaniels, I take.
Oh my God.
In a heartbeat.
The guy who drafted Tebow.
He didn't draft Tebow. Elway drafted Tebow. What? He did.
I refuse to believe that.
Elway drafted Tebow.
I think Josh McDaniel was like, I came from the Patriots and I can make anybody. He was also known as a quarterback whisperer as well.
Mm-hmm.
An offensive-minded guy. They got Tebow. They overdrafted Tebow by like 7 or 8 rounds. I'm just saying. I don't think Josh McDaniels is going to be a good head coach ever.
Ever?
Ever.
No.
No, he sucks.
I don't agree with that.
You really think Josh
McDaniels...
Remember
what he did with the Broncos?
Yeah. He went 6-0 his first 6 games.
Yeah, then they collapsed and didn't even make the playoffs that same year.
Right. I know.
And then they were awful
the next season. They didn't even have a good
season. So you're telling me, let's say he goes to the Colts or the Giants or your Titans. You think they're going to be like a 6-10 every year?
With him?
Yes.
Probably.
With those rosters?
Yeah, he's not a good coach.
I don't agree with that at all. I think at best with the Titans, he could be exactly where Mike Mularkey is, but I mean...
Well, Mularkey...
I think Mularkey's a terrible coach.
Yeah, I do too.
And I think Josh McDaniels is right there with him.
I don't agree with that.
I just don't understand how you just ignore reality.
I don't ignore... What is... Josh McDaniels, he's making Tom Brady a 40-year-old... Now, granted,
Tom Brady...
Just
because he's a good offensive coordinator doesn't mean he's a good coach.
So, that's one. And two is, he's the offensive coordinator of a Bill Belichick team. Like, he's a robot. He's a puppet.
So Bill O'Brien's a robot?
Bill O'Brien, in my opinion, is a terrible coach for several reasons. One, he accepted the Penn State job.
I knew that.
And he deserves to burn in hell for that. Two is, okay, other than him having Deshaun Watson, which he kind of creeped up into, and also the one of the best defenses in the NFL, as soon as that went, what happened?
I mean, they had injuries everywhere.
It doesn't matter. Everywhere. The Ravens had injuries everywhere. And they still almost made the playoffs a lot better than Houston.
But they didn't lose arguably their two best players, the Ravens, with those injuries.
Who are the Ravens' two best players?
I'd say, in my opinion, Terrell Suggs, I think, has to be.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Not anymore. What is he?
Then you have, like, how many sacks did he have?
Maybe 7.
So
he's like a 50-year-old. He pours bleach on women. He's not a good football player anymore. Rush was one of the biggest options. You want to know who their two best players are?
Well, I was going to say T. Suggs and Justin Tucker.
Justin Tucker is number one hands down. You know who their number two is hands down? What? Sam Cook.
Oh, my gosh. So special teams.
Seriously, Danny Woodhead?
No.
Yanda? Yanda's not who he used to be. Ronnie Stanley, soft. Listen to him talk.
I love this Raven. As long as we can continue bash the Ravens, I'll do this show.
Trust me,
all day.
They'll have their time. I just feel like I understand it's not going the way that you envisioned it, right? But in my opinion, I could have seen this season happening with any coach other than agreed. Yes, you have younger talent, but they're not proven yet. DeShone Kizer should have sat on the bench for at least a year.
But they're 1-31.
So you're going to bring in Jim Bob Cooter or Josh McDaniels or one of these other guys.
And I'd expect more than zero. I know they get more than zero wins.
I don't know, man.
I know they get more than zero wins.
I don't know. I think this team this past year was just bound and determined. You can't have DeShone Kizer be your starter and Kevin Hogan be your backup and expect to win a game. I'm sorry. It doesn't matter. What are you going to do? Run the option? You're going to play Navy football? Which they blew out Virginia, by the way, so shout out to you, Alex.
Yeah.
Everybody got that wrong. We all picked Virginia to win that game.
Oh, man, I should have picked Navy.
But I think even if you do the Navy system, I probably even get a win. We won zero games.
Cool.
That means everything that possibly could have gone wrong went wrong. Everything. And you're saying, because of that, we should still keep a winless coach
as our head coach? I think Hugh Jackson is extremely different than, what was your boy?
Rod Marinelli.
Yeah, Rod Marinelli. I could just picture him.
I was just about to ask that. If Rod Marinelli is strong, how did you feel? How did you feel when the Lions went 0-16? I'm sure you're like, Rod Marinelli needs to get fired.
It was the Matt Millen era. I mean, it was kind of like any coach you could put in there, they were crap. I mean, they won seven games.
Speaking of Matt Millen and Sashi Brown need to have a GM battle because I think Sashi Brown.
It's more ownership. With the Lions, it's more ownership. Even
you got to throw Floyd Reese into that.
With the Lions, it's been more ownership, not even with Matt Millen, but even the Fords. Just I was kind of happy to have them go 0-16 because I wanted them to show everybody how pathetic they are.
Mm-hmm.
But to see, if you remember, like back in 2007, that was doing, like a thing. Like
that's
we were
why
like,
we were doing the parade.
Are they
going to
do it?
Yeah, they
are
were 6-2 when they lost 7 in the last day.
No one even really, like you would hear it occasionally. It'd be like, oh, is Cleveland ever going to win a game? No, but it wasn't like featured starting of SportsCenter or anything like that. Like it just was expected this year. If you would have told me, I'm not going to lie. I probably sat there and was like, they'll find a way to win one game.
Did you guys win a preseason game this year?
We won 4 preseason games.
You did it just like my
team.
You did. 2016
preseason.
We were
4-0 in the preseason.
2016 preseason champs.
Well,
it up.
All I have to say is if there's one way to get the highest ratings in radio, it's to talk about the Cleveland Browns in a non-Cleveland Browns market for the first 18 minutes of a show. Am I right? All right. We're not going to get anywhere with
0-16 parade, baby. Let's go.
Hey, are you going to Ohio for it?
I want to.
You should.
It's going to turn into a Hugh Haslam protest.
And this man was lobbying for USC to go to the playoffs, and they lost a bum Ohio State. Got
bum Ohio State.
Them.
We'll have this discussion
either
on air or off air.
All right. Well, let's continue NFL-wise. Let's talk about your boy Marvin Lewis, who you would love to have as your coach right now, am I right?
Sure.
So did
anyone
that,
other
so those
than you?
Last 2 wins against
they're
the
better
Lions
than
and
you.
The Bills save it, I mean, the Ravens save his job.
Here's my thing.
I'm baffled as to why he got another.
I'm guessing what happened with him.
2-year
he
extension.
Realized he didn't want to be fired. He wanted to go out. So he probably was like, "They're gonna can me at the end of the year. So let me go. Hey,
spoil some hopes.
Yeah, like let me go and say, hey, I'm resigning at the end of the year." And then when he won those 2 games and the fact that the Bengals just are like, well, we're totally content with you being right around here. They were like, hey, you want a 2-year extension? He was like, all right, I guess. Why not?
Heard about that 2-year extension you got.
Yeah. Yeah, that big old 2-year extension. Honestly, I was baffled when I saw this yesterday. Not the most baffled I've been. Mike Mularkey is lucky that they beat the Jags, because he would have been fired yesterday if it wasn't for the fact that they beat the Jags. And honestly, in my opinion, and this,
you agree, they're going to get smoked by the Chiefs.
Yeah.
The only reason, and this is crazy.
They're going to get smoked by
them. This is crazy. Are you ready for this? The only reason why I have some hope is because
it's the Chiefs.
Andy Reid. If you look at Andy Reid's record against the Titans in the history, even as the Titans were terrible, like that's like his kryptonite.
Well, in the playoffs.
We never go to the playoffs, so we don't have much
Andy,
of a history.
That's Andy Reid's kryptonite.
Well, that too. Up. But, I mean, normally he gets to the second to last one, and then, he, you know.
Yeah. Clock management.
But that's the only thing. I agree. We're terrible. And honestly, in my opinion, this – I fear that even though we'll lose, they'll still keep Mularkey because he made the playoffs, and he needs to be fired. And what we also need to do is – we need to put Marcus Mariota in terrible quarterback conversion therapy.
Oh, my goodness.
Because
the man's elite.
He's elite at making horrible decisions.
Do you think he's a top 20 quarterback?
No. Last year? Yes. This year? No. Did you see the fumble?
No.
So we didn't even need. We were up. It was 15-3.
Yep.
On the 9.
Yeah, and you're
in the 9 to like 13 on their side of the field. He turns the wrong way on a handoff to Derrick Henry. They hit stomachs and the ball shoots up in the air. I kid you not.
Oh, was that the Jags fumble?
And Yannick Ngakoue gets it and then takes it to the house.
Yeah, I remember now.
15-10. Like, that was when you put the teams away. And on, you know the crazy thing is? That was Marcus Mariota's first turnover in the red zone in his whole career. That's one thing he had. One thing they also don't say, though, is when he goes to the red zone, yeah, he doesn't turn it over, but we settle for field goals all the time. Like, if it wasn't for Derrick Henry being the man, we would have lost that game. So, in my opinion, Mike Mularkey needs to be gone. Flat out. Even if we win and we go to the Patriots, and even if we win and beat the Patriots, and even if it's not happening, I totally agree with you. I'm just saying, in the off chance, even if he wins the Super Bowl, he should be fired. Because it shouldn't have been that close. And honestly, we should have been playing Jacksonville again if it wasn't for the Ravens having their collapse. But the thing that baffles me even more is why John Harbaugh still has a job. I'm sorry. You can't play nothing but backup quarterbacks all season.
Yeah.
And still have a job. He should be fired. Now, I love it because I personally think that the Ravens are just going to struggle again next year.
Oh, I'll love whenever the Ravens are bad. You know me.
It doesn't make sense to me. I could have swore. I knew Dean Pease was out because Dean Pease said he was going to retire midway through the season anyways.
Right.
So, like, them being like, well, Dean Pease is gone.
Surprise,
well,
Morning
said,
Mike still has a job.
Well, but the thing is the rumors that had been going around the town is that John Harbaugh was essentially told that this is his last offensive coordinator. So he can't fail. Now, here's my thing. If I'm told I have one more offensive coordinator left in me,
Am I
going to get Marnie Morningwig? Yeah. Like, is that like, okay, you're giving me one more? Cool. Let me get this guy. Like, I would have just stayed with Trestman and been like, hey, Trestman, I know how you're known as this offensive genius, and we've been telling you to do the most vanilla stuff ever. Maybe you shouldn't do the vanilla stuff. Maybe you should just do what you've been known for.
That man's a Grey Cup coach.
He is. I understand why they went and got him, because look what they did with Matt Forte all those years. That's exactly what the Ravens want to do with their running backs and their tight ends. Like, I'm sorry. He should be fired. I can argue that he should be fired over Hugh.
Oh, my God.
I agree.
You think Caldwell should have been fired?
I guess. Who are you guys going to get? Are you going to bring up Jim Bob Cooter?
I think both him and Austin should be fired, especially Austin, because the defense has been terrible this year.
But Jim Bob Cuter is a young, offensive-minded guy. Mm-hmm. And look what happened with McVay. And I just love
We're probably going to get Matt.
You got to go with the young guys now because they're trendy. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I'll tell you, Matt Ryan and Joe Flacco ruined it for quarterbacks sitting a couple years. Back in my day, Aaron Rodgers sat for like 4 years. And now he's the man. But now you can't do that because Joe Flacco came in and tricked the world into believing that he was.
Dak Prescott, too.
Yeah. What do you know about my man Tyrod making it to the playoffs? How about
the greatest moment in Bills history, or the Bengals throwing a last-minute touchdown pass to beat the Ravens?
I'll tell you, while we were watching that game, I was like, the Bengals always – normally it's A.J. Green. A.J. Green has this history of having last-minute ridiculous touchdown plays against the Ravens,
right,
at M&T Bank Stadium in particular. He does it both places, but at M&T in particular.
Dan Fouts called it.
He did. He was like, play. Here's Taj Boyd. Like, and, you know, it sucks that it went to a Pitt wide receiver, you know? Like, that's what really made me mad about the situation. I'm sorry. I don't like that college. Mm-hmm. But that baffled me. Marvin Lewis, it was like, what? But then it was like, wait. I like literally kept turning on the radio being like, they fired Harbaugh, didn't they? They fired Harbaugh, didn't they? They didn't. They didn't. So that's – Carson Palmer retires. Do you care?
Oh, I didn't
Do
know
you
that.
Care?
No.
You didn't know that Carson Palmer retired?
No, I didn't.
Technically, this is his second retirement in a way.
Yeah, if it you is. Will.
He definitely pulled the Michael Jordan – wearing the 4-5.
But he's not gambling.
What? Thank you. You jumped on my joke. He's too young to know that. Mm-hmm. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. So you know how they say that he left to play minor league baseball to honor his dad? No. They found out that he had a serious gambling problem, and there was a lot of heat on the NBA, and they said, hey, bro, go play some minor league baseball. In theory, if you will, we're probably conspiracy theorists now, mm-hmm, according to some people with that. But let's be honest. My man was betting on when they would land on the tarmac. Like, go look up, like, old Steve Kerr, like, Michael Jordan gambling issues, like, interviews. Like, he's like, this man would be like, we'll arrive at the gate at this time, and I'll put 50 G's on it. Him and Wayne Gretzky's wife had a great relationship with gambling. And Pete Rose. Mm-hmm. Free my man Pete. He should be in the Hall of Fame. I will say that every episode. I don't care. All I'm saying is, if you bet on your team, that means you believe in them.
Exactly.
If you bet against your team, you know you got a crap deal. So, yeah, Carson Palmer retires. Are you guys sad? Will you miss him?
No.
Not even a little?
How good do you think he would have been if he didn't get that leg injury in 05 against the Steelers? Would his career have been better?
I think he's
a decent quarterback, but do you think he could have been like even better?
No. I think if anything, he's you got to understand, man. USC quarterbacks are always highly touted and they are highly trash majority of the time. So the fact that he even like
was decent.
Yeah. 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 I mean, Matt Leinart, dude, my old
Matt
roommate
Castle,
told
Mark
me
Sanchez.
Who Matt Barkley was too pretty to fail. That's what he said. He said he went to USC and he's too pretty to fail. And we saw where Matt Barkley went. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to go. I'm just saying. Like, and that's what I'm saying. Draft Sam Darnold. See where that gets you. He looks like a caveman. He's the personification of the
Darnold.
Geico guy.
You'll see. You'll see the talent. You'll see it. Whether it's with the Browns,
you're
or
just going
team.
To be sitting here being like, "Oh my God, this is white Deshaun Kizer."
No, I'm
you're
going
to be so disappointed.
I'll be like that if it's Baker Mayfield.
I don't think Baker Mayfield's going to be a good NFL quarterback either. I agree. I don't even think Josh Rosen is going to be a good.
I agree with that too.
I think the most overrated quarterback.
I think two best quarterbacks are Darnold and Josh Allen, and then maybe Mason Rudolph third, but he didn't. He missed a
Mason
lot.
Mason Rudolph ain't gonna do anything.
But he missed a lot of throws. If you watch that game versus
Mason
Virginia
Rudolph
Tech.
is younger Brandon Whedon. That's all they are.
More athletic Brandon Whedon.
Well, Brandon Whedon was 28 in college because he actually fought for this country, unlike some of these draft dodgers that Alex supports.
So he's a true patriot?
Exactly. Oh my god. I'll tell you this. I hope you guys get Sam Darnold.
I hope so too.
So you can continue to blame it on Hugh, even though you have a guy who looks like he can't read anything other than X's and O's. Like, he's like Dan Marino. You'll
see.
Dumb.
You'll see.
I wish. I'll tell you something. There's two things that I've learned in my life, right, when it comes to college football, is don't get your hopes up for a Texas starting quarterback. Don't get your hopes up for USC starting quarterback.
But there's always exceptions to the rule. Darnold's one of them.
I think Carson Palmer's more the exception to the rule, and he just had an eye career. He held the greatest thing that man did in his career is maybe what he did to the Bengals. Maybe it's time for Darnold to
buck a trend.
Look, all I'm saying is you found Kurt Warner bagging groceries, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Name the last Texas quarterback that was nice, or USC. Nice.
Carson like, Palmer.
Nice. Not like, you know, we're a running base team.
Well, I mean, that's manager. A lot of schools, though.
Like, it a is lot a lot of schools.
Big schools.
Agreed. I agreed, but.
Because, I'll go to Ohio State. Even.
Well, Ohio State's not typically known for their quarterbacks, in my opinion. They're known for turning quarterbacks into wide receivers. Braxton and Miller, defenses. Terrell Pryor, elite defenses against cupcake schedules. Go Zips!
We will really have this conversation. I can't wait to have this conversation.
You guys play USC with the most overrated quarterback prospect in years next to RG3 and his Subway commercials. What?
You always talk about a Subway commercial.
I'm just also a conference champion. I have a big theory that Subway ruins football players' careers. It's not just him.
Dominican Sue.
Justin Tuck.
Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna say it. Never mind.
I knew where you were going. I knew where you were going. You nasty human. I saw it in his eyes. He was like, should I go there? Should I go there? Should I go there? Stay on the good side. Stay on the good side.
It's like you with Sam Darnold. Don't go there.
Yeah, exactly. Hall of Fame finalists. Have you heard this?
I heard like the main ones, like Lewis.
Okay, yeah. All I care about are those ones. I don't. We're not going to talk about losers. sorry. I'm just being honest. Like, I heard someone
shout make... Shout out to Ty make, Law. You're apparently a loser.
I mean, Ty Law wasn't bad. When I think of Ty Law, do I go first ballot Hall of Famer? Hell no. He's going to have to sit on a list longer than T.O. sat on that list.
Well, of course.
But so I heard someone say today that because Ray Lewis is going to go in, Brian Urlacher can't go in. They go, well, they're only going to put one linebacker. I think Urlacher belongs in before Edgerrin James. I think, no offense to Kevin Mawai, but he's an offensive lineman, and he's like a center, you know, so he's not even like a real offensive lineman. Yeah, let's put Matt Burke in. Stop. You know what I'm saying? Matt Burke. I'm sorry. Randy Moss, hands down.
Right. T.O.
T.O., hands down, should have been in. Both of them should have been in.
Ray Lewis, unfortunately.
Ray Lewis, Urlacher. And throw a fifth one in.
Who's on the list?
Brian Dawkins, Isaac Bruce, Tony Baselli, Alan Faneca. He's going to go in. He's going to be the fifth one. There's always got to be that guy that totally doesn't belong in the line with everybody else. You know what I'm saying? Like that Redskin they did a couple years ago. Like, they're like, here's all these great names and this Redskin from 91. Like, get the hell out of here. Like,
what? I'll take Brian Dawkins.
Brian Dawkins is the man.
Yeah, Brian Dawkins.
Yep. He was a strong Christian man that didn't have to kneel during the national anthem. Like that scumbag Tim Tebow. Oh, but people forget. Am I wrong, though? Like, this these are the points I try to make to people, and then they get mad because you hit them with facts, and then they're like, rah, you know?
That's so true.
That's my so dad. True. That is a true patriot right there. Playoffs, guys. You excited?
No.
Why? It's still playoffs?
It's playoffs.
I'm not watching none of those. I'm not watching the Titans Chiefs. I can tell you that.
Do you think Bills Jags is going to be any better?
I'm not watching that one either.
But Falcons.
So are you AFC-ist?
Falcons Rams.
The NFC's undoubtedly better.
Yeah, which makes it even more embarrassing. Y'all went 0-16 in the AFC.
Which also proves my point that Hugh should be gone, but continue.
Hugh should stay. He's a colorful dude. Bars.
Oh, I get it. Now I get it.
All right. Sorry. So, Titans Chiefs. They're restarting Alex Smith, right?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Excellent. I'm like.
That was just because.
Let me tell you something. That dude's going to be a failure. Not Alex Smith. He's already kind of been a failure his whole career. But Patrick Mahomes, failure. Watch it. He's going to be terrible. Texas Tech is known. Remember when everybody thought Cole Harrell was going to be the man?
That was Graham Harrell.
Graham Harrell. That's what his name was. I forgot what his first name is because he's irrelevant. But they thought he was going to be the man. He was the dude that was the quarterback for Crabtree.
Yep.
And they were like, oh, my God, he's the man. And then, no. Patrick Mahomes is going to be same dude. I watched a lot of – I like Cliff Kingsbury. So, like, I watch a lot of West Virginia, but I also watch a lot of Texas Tech because my man Cliff Kingsbury, who he should be the head coach of the Browns because he's a young, offensive-minded guy.
Better than you.
There's no way. That man can't even win 7 games in the Big 12.
So that means he can win 2 in the NFL. It's better than 0.
Mm. You just be hating on my man, Hugh. So I would say probably the best game of the weekend, in my opinion, the one I'm looking forward to the most, is the Falcons-Rams game.
Yep.
I'll be flat on honest, too.
Are they going to sell out that game at the Coliseum? I think Carolina-New Orleans is a better game.
Carolina's got a white running back. It always boils down to that. Like,
he hustles, man.
Yeah.
He hustles.
He's got true grit.
Yes.
I'm just being honest. I know people don't like to hear it, but let's be honest. It's real. It's a real thing, okay? John Riggins was a fullback. They grasped onto him as a running back because, the best white running back was in my lifetime?
Allstott?
Yes. And he was a fullback.
Mine's Peyton Hillis. Easy.
Stop. Are you serious?
But hey, he was on the Madden cover one.
He was on
year.
The Madden cover.
Oh, cool. I'd take Toby Gerhardt over him. You want to go white running back off? I will.
I love my white running backs.
I love my white running backs. Said no one ever. That's like the title to a stand-up comedy special on Netflix.
Hey, man, Peyton
like,
did good things
I love
for
my
us.
White running backs.
Damn right I do.
I love Peyton Hillis.
Oh, my God.
Forever
you,
Brown.
You get that old guy that calls into radio stations like, I'm glad we finally got the whitest back on the, you
glad
know?
Got
like,
Danny Woodhead on the team.
They always start by being like, it's not like it used to be, you know?
Right.
You know? Like, and the host doesn't pick up on it in time. And then next thing you know, they got to hit the drop button. Like, I don't know what you're talking about, sir. They put the, you know? I personally believe the Rams and Falcons are going to be the better game because I have no faith in the Panthers. I think the Saints are going to roll over them.
Fair. I think the Panthers, they got a little unfinished business, I think, after the disaster last year and then the choke job in the Super Bowl.
Dude.
They've been this year.
And I'm not saying the NFL's rigged, but they will not let it happen. There will be a power outage. I'm telling you. You cannot, in this day and age, you can't go from joking about women talking about routes to winning a playoff game. It just doesn't happen.
Well, if they win the Super Bowl, would they have Jerry on the stage?
Interviewed by Aaron Andrews. Like, hey, Jerry.
Isn't Fox the home of Super Bowl? Fox is the home of the Super Bowl this year, I'm pretty sure.
She had the greatest interview of all time. It had nothing to do with her.
Yeah, it's Fox's here. It's
just
Fox
her reaction here. To That's when great. Richard Sherman was like, Crabtree! And she was like,
yeah.
Like, oh, God.
Yeah, that was funny.
So you're not excited about this weekend at all?
Not the AFC games.
Why?
Because they're going to be two Here's blowouts.
The deal. Here's the deal. I don't think that's the case.
Jacksonville, maybe.
I don't think that's the case.
Titans are going to get destroyed.
Here's why they're not going to get destroyed, right? I think they're going to lose, right? But if you look at outside of the Houston game and outside of the Steelers games, the Titans haven't been blown out this year, right? They're very good against the run. They're a top 10 defense against the run. That's kind of what the Chiefs do. It's the reason why the Titans beat the Jacksonville twice this year.
All right.
Here's
my counter to that.
Okay.
You've made it very vocal that you're not the biggest Marcus Mariota
fan. He's terrible.
Okay. So Marcus Mariota's going on the road.
Okay.
How's he done on the road?
He's better on the road than he is at home in his career.
But we're talking about this year. How's he done on the road this year?
We lost to the Steelers on the road.
Right.
We lost
Arizona, San Francisco.
Okay. That's West Coast, though. It's different. Plus, let's be honest. Mike Mularkey played a big role in us losing the Arizona game.
I don't remember. So
he called. Let me tell you something. We were winning, and we were on our own 30-yard line, and it was 4th and 2, and he called a fake punt, and we failed. And then Blaney G., as Jimmy would like to call him, threw a touchdown on us, and we never saw the victory again. Like, that's Mike Mularkey's fault. I hate Marcus Mariota as much as the anti Hawaiian quarterback guy, but that necessarily wasn't his fault.
We should do the Mike Mularkey Hugh Jackson trade right now.
No, I don't want Hugh.
I thought you just said.
I think Hugh deserves more opportunity with a crap team, but I don't want him. I don't think he did a good job with Oakland. I think Mike Mularkey should be fired. I really, like I said, even if the Titans go on some stupid Joe Flacco 2012 Baltimore Ravens type run, year. He was. Yeah. Even if they go on that kind of run, Mike Mularkey should be out the door, hands down. Because that's an anomaly. He's going to be the Trent Dilfer of coaches. You're going to be like, that guy won a Super Bowl.
And you know what?
No,
and
you I'm know Mike what, Mularkey. Trent Dilfer.
You said Trent Dilfer of coaches. And I'd be like, well, that's kind of like Kubiak when he won the Super
Bowl. Then Hugh Jackson is the Jamarcus Russell of coaches.
See, here's the deal. And I know you might be a little young to remember this, but Jamarcus Russell just tricked people due to one game. The fact that he could throw the ball from his knees 70 yards and one game, right?
Against Brady Quinn.
That was it. Like, honestly. No one ever was sitting there being like, man, Jamarcus Russell. And then he had this one game against Notre Dame, who's notoriously overrated. Year in and year out. And that's all she wrote. Let's be honest. The two greatest things that ever came out of Notre Dame in recent times.
So since everyone's like, ooh, Jamarcus Russell, that, and he wasn't, obviously wasn't, Hugh Jackson's the quarterback whisperer. I haven't seen that ever.
Okay.
So that makes perfect comparison.
Derek Carr could be the level of talent he is because of Hugh, because he whispered into his ear.
Derek Carr?
Yeah.
Derek Carr, he was not with the Raiders when Derek Carr was there.
He wasn't?
No, he was just there in 2011. The year? That was with Jason Campbell.
Oh, I guess. Jason Campbell, you know? Like, what are you going to do? What do you do with Jason Campbell? Joe Gibbs couldn't do anything with him.
Hopefully win more than a game.
I'll tell you. I think the Jags-Bills game is going to be further apart than the Titans-Chiefs game. The Titans have, again, I think they're going to lose. There's no doubt in my mind. Again, the only reason why I give them some hope is for some odd reason Andy Reid just sees the Titans and he's like, ah. Like, it makes no sense. It makes no sense. But a couple years ago, the Chiefs were supposed to be the hot team. We played them week 1 and we blew them out. Like, and I think we had like Jake Locker. Really? It was bad. Like, I don't know what it is. But I will say, I think we match up against both these teams much better than the next weeks. But I think I'm glad we're playing the Chiefs instead of Jacksonville, because we just played Jacksonville, and I feel like they'd be like, oh, no. You know, right. But I'll tell you, my man, I think the Jags will beat the Bills, but I don't think the Bills are that terrible.
Fair.
I agree that the two NFC games are better, but
not even close.
But to me, Panthers and Saints is not a big draw to me. I yawn to that because I used to be the biggest Cam Newton fan in the world, but he's just kind of worn on me. And not only that, but then you add Christian McCaffrey to the business. I hope the Saints win. At least they will play their role. I don't think that will be all that close. And Saints then Rams, Falcons, let's go Rams.
I'm telling you, the Saints might be they're my Super Bowl pick. They are for real.
Saints are your Super Bowl pick.
Correct.
Okay.
Over the Patriots.
All right. So let's go into college football because we only have a little bit of time left.
I can't wait for this one. This is going to be fun.
Let's talk the playoff games first. You went from easily one of the best games in playoff history to the number four seed that shouldn't have been there.
Correct.
And blowing out the – what were they? The number one. Weren't they number one?
Yeah, Clemson was number one.
Shouldn't have been. You lose to Syracuse. You want to argue about a team that shouldn't go there. Let's talk about Syracuse. We'll talk about practice. Oh, but their quarterback was injured. They got blown out. I'm so glad that I was at the John Oliver show instead of watching that snooze fest. I literally got in the car after John Oliver, and it was like, I got a Bleacher Report. It was like, they were like, Bama's only leading 10-3 at halftime. I got home. It was like 24-6. I was like, oh, my God. What happened? Oh, yeah, Clemson sucks, and Alabama deserved to be in there. They're probably going to win the national championship.
I think it's they're probably the favorite for sure versus Georgia.
Jake Fromm and his Little League World Series arm. Did you see that? He was in the Little
that's
League
gonna be That's going to be the new Ryan Fitzpatrick went to Harvard thing.
Gary Sheffield, you know what I'm saying? Does anybody watch the Little League World Series? Do you watch the Little League World Series?
No.
I have a theory, but I'll save it for off air. So, let's talk about some good bowls.
How about Michigan State beating up the Mike Leeches, locking them in the closet in the Holiday Bowl?
That was a surprise.
Thorough beatdown.
Yeah, that was a surprise.
Michigan.
How about we talk about the Big Ten in general?
Except for Michigan. Michigan sucks.
Yeah, that's true. Matt wanted talking about how the Big Ten
overrated conference. 7-1 in bowl games.
7-1 in bowls.
Oh, cool. Like, all right. So let's see what you guys played though. Like, Washington State. I'll give you that.
US. I'll give you if that. You're giving them Washington State, you're giving them USC.
No. Fine, I'll take Washington State off the table. I was throwing you a bone. Like, the Pac-12 is terrible, guys. Can we talk about this? The AAC could be better.
Oh my gosh! Come on. Mm-hmm.
I think Memphis and UCF would give USC a serious run for their money, if not beat them. Both of them.
I don't agree with that.
I don't agree.
Of course you wouldn't.
What about, speaking of UCF, should they be national champions?
No. Let's be honest. They play in the AAC. Like, just because the AAC is slightly better than the Pac-12 doesn't mean they deserve to be there. Same with USC doesn't deserve to be there because they play cupcakes. Like, cool. Josh Rosen's supposed to be nice. He was never nice in college.
They're 7-1 in bowls. I mean,
yeah. Sam Foltz, you know,
Northwestern.
Who'd they play? Penn State. Cool. Another Pac-12 school, though. We're talking three Pac-12 schools that were Washington.
Three of the best Pac-12 schools.
Washington was overrated from last year. Because they were good last year, but then...
How many losses did they have before that game? Did they have one or two?
Two, I think.
Two?
Let's take a look here, guys. Let's take a look here, guys.
Northwestern beat Kentucky.
They ended up 10-3.
Wisconsin beat the U.
They lost to Penn State.
Wisconsin beat the U. Iowa,
remember, PPC? Do you remember before we went on break how I made the argument that both Miami and Clemson shouldn't be in the playoffs because they both lost to crap teams?
Yeah.
And I also didn't think Wisconsin should have went to the playoffs if they went undefeated because they only beat one good team.
They've so beaten two
you,
good
you,
teams.
You literally had
and
the
they
mediocre
almost beat
bowl.
Another good team.
You had the bowl right here where it's like I had no interest in that game because it was two overrated teams playing each other.
Let me tell you something. Here's
Mark
the, here's
Rick
the reason,
is a failure.
Here's the reason why the Big Ten is the best conference in college
here
football.
We go.
This is the Big Ten spread out is competition wise is good. The SEC top heavy. It's
the
top
Big
heavy.
12 is top heavy.
Sure?
I mean Big Ten. I'm sorry.
No, it's
wrong
not.
Word. The Big Ten is top heavy, bro. It's one division.
They're 7-1 in bowls.
Cool. I'm not.
And Michigan, we can tell how Michigan choked. They didn't even have their starting quarterback.
Okay, so 7-1 in bowls. 7-1 in bowls, right? How heavy do you weigh bowl season, especially now when players sit out all the time?
When you're 7-1 or 8-0.
Okay, but say next year you come out. Next year you come out and you're 1-7 in bowl games, and then we make that argument and go, "Well, it was just the point settable and this." You know what I'm saying? Like that's the thing.
Also 3-0 in the big bowls.
Yeah.
Okay, against three Pac-12 schools.
No, two Pac-12 schools.
Okay, what was the other one?
Miami.
Okay, well, practically a Pac-12 school. Like, I'm sorry. You're not going to have me give you credit for playing overrated teams.
But the SEC's top heavy. Like, look, Alabama, Georgia,
you really
Auburn,
don't...
LSU, Mississippi Dude. State. You're telling me those two teams are better than if you then you go Ohio State, Penn State, Wisconsin, then you take Michigan State.
Wisconsin shouldn't be considered on that.
They have one loss and they're in the
yes,
New Year's 6.
Yes, but who did they play? Who
That's what I'm
play?
Saying about Alabama. That's why they shouldn't be in, because they didn't play anyone.
They didn't play anybody 2 weeks before the final game of the season. That's it. See, there's a difference. You can have a cupcake schedule earlier in the season, but because they added one cupcake game at the end of the season after going through the tough SEC schedule, unlike playing
tough
Minnesota,
That's a tough
unlike
SEC
playing
schedule?
Minnesota or playing Iowa, who y'all got blown out by 30 points.
Who's also won a bowl game.
Cool, man. Like,
you talking like Iowa's like trash.
Iowa's trash. I will lock it in. Iowa's trash. They've been trash. They had one good year. All they're known for is their hot pink visitors locker room. That's it. And maybe basketball occasionally.
You're wrong.
Sorry, I just think the fact that because they're 7-1 doesn't make them top heavy is ridiculous. That's ridiculous. That's
and you're
ridiculous
talking
argument.
About no, and you're also talking about the teams that didn't even make bowl games that are going to be much better. Minnesota, they got a lot of recruits coming.
They
in.
Haven't
That's
been known
be
since Eric Decker.
Maryland,
stop.
Yeah, he's right.
Oh my
Nebraska
god.
Nebraska just got Scott Frost.
Nebraska hasn't been good since the 30s.
Okay, but still, they just got Scott Frost. They're going to be on the rise.
They just got Scott Frost. Like,
they're going to win 7-8 games soon.
Like, Arizona was going to blow up when they got Rich Rod. Or Michigan was going to blow up when they got Rich Rod. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just because you're known as
Illinois
being a good,
is even getting some
Look
recruits.
At Charlie Strong. Look what he did with USF. Look what he did with, who was he with before
Texas?
USF?
No, Louisville.
Louisville. Mm-hmm. Look what he did with them. And he goes to Texas. It just doesn't work. Now, part of that, well, a lot of that was racism. But I'm just being honest. You know, when the booster comes out, like, I'm sorry that, you know, people get mad when the truth comes out.
But
I'm just saying, man. Like,
you're talking about, like, how the bad teams stink. They're getting recruits next year. Next year and the quality, Big Ten coaching, way better than SEC coaching. Nick Saban might be the best coach in college football. Sure. Kirby Smart, Gus Malzahn, okay. Urban Meyer, James Franklin, Jim Harbaugh,
Mark D'Antonio,
Paul Christ, PJ Fleck, Scott Frost now, DJ Jerkin, Kirk Ferentz,
Lovie Smith,
Jeff Brohm.
You're a jerk.
That was being sarcastic, Lovie Smith.
But Lovie Smith, went to the Super Bowl one year.
You did?
With Rex Grossman.
Rex Grossman.
Guys.
Sexy Rexy.
Guys.
And Illinois is actually getting recruits.
And Illinois.
They are. They are.
I can't argue with that. They're getting recruits, guys. Like, I'm sorry. That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. And Illinois is getting recruits. Like, remember when Johnny Manziel went to Texas A&M and they had, like, 3 years in a row after that of, like, top 10 recruiting classes, and all they got out of that was Von Miller? So, recruits don't pan out all the time.
I know that.
And I'm sorry. You know I'm right. Where I agree with you that the SEC is top heavy, but I also will tell you that the Big Ten is top heavy. So top heavy. It's literally one division and poop on crackers.
So Wisconsin's poop on crackers.
I mean, yeah. Like
Northwestern.
Yeah, because they had a good season a couple years ago, and they got interesting uniforms with the stripes.
Nebraska.
When has Nebraska been good?
They got Scott Frost now.
It doesn't matter. You can't say you because they have Scott Frost.
Do you think they'll be in a bowl game next year, Nebraska?
Will they win 6 games? Probably. But that's not the measure, okay? That's like being like, well, we make it to the NIT every year. We don't make it to the big dance, but we make it to the NIT. We get to play a December 26th football game. Like,
I'm just saying this. The Big Ten, Michigan State, Wisconsin, who was it? Iowa and Northwestern are all better than LSU, Mississippi State, Texas A&M.
No. It's not true.
Missouri.
It's just Missouri, I'll give you.
Kentucky.
I'll give you Kentucky as well. That's a basketball school. Vanderbilt. Well, such a great coach used to coach there, and they were amazing under him. His name was James Franklin.
Right. And he's now doing great things with Penn State, who you hate.
Agreed. He's doing great things with a school that shouldn't exist. Like, I don't count those, okay? Like, if we're going to go, like, let's be honest.
I know you don't.
Arkansas.
I agree. Arkansas was doing their thing before a little moped ride turned to rye.
Good luck to you, Bobby.
So, yeah, big fan of the show.
We'll throw some interns.
So, you think Georgia will beat Alabama because Alabama doesn't deserve to be there?
No. They shouldn't be there, but I think Alabama will win.
Sebastian is so set. He's so like.
You're setting your ways. I
am setting my ways. I'm not going to sit here and act like I don't hate the Big Ten. But if you're saying that the Big Ten, because they got Scott Frost, like, you can't call Nebraska good because they got a coach. Like, they need to prove it.
All right. Then we can talk about the other schools in our conference that have been great. That showed in bowl season.
That have been great. I think good. What's good to you? Because
winning a bowl game should qualify as good.
I don't think so. I'm sorry. If your team went 6-6 or 7-5 and win a bowl game, there's nothing to celebrate other than you got a cool trip out of it.
And then you look at those SEC teams who are same level, like 4-5-6, and then SEC teams 4-5-6. They lose their bowl games. We win our bowl games. Does that not make us a better conference?
No.
Oh my.
Who plays bowl games nowadays? All the players that are going to the draft sit out bowl games unless it's a New Year's Six or a top one. Like, am I wrong? Am I wrong?
Some of them do.
Some of them do.
Names?
Let me think.
The only ones this year that I can remember... Bradley Chubb from NC State, Denzel Ward from us, and by the way, we still destroyed USC without Denzel Ward. I think that
the way we still destroyed USC, who should have been in the playoffs, because they like, come on, man.
What?
USC should not have been in playoffs. You guys proved that because y'all didn't belong in the playoffs, and you proved it. Like,
oh, I think we definitely proved we belong. We had 8 sacks.
Oh, 8 sacks against USC, who's overrated. We talk about this all the time. USC is constant. They are literally the West Coast Notre Dame. The most exciting thing, like, it's always like, ooh, who's their quarterback that's going to let us down in the future? You know, like, that's all it is. Hey, they bought Reggie Bush's parents' house, a house. Like, I get it. I got blinders, too. But your blinders are out of control. Y'all lost to Iowa by 30 points.
And we're also a conference champion in the best conference in college football.
You are so on drugs. Methamphetamines, I believe.
I'm sober.
I don't know. We're never going to get past this point, but we'll see. I guess we're just on to pick'ems now because we're over time anyways.
I'm one behind you now. Just one.
I know.
You sweating? You nervous?
A little.
Are your knees weak?
My arms are heavy.
Is there vomit on your sweater already?
All right. So we have 5 games to pick.
Oh, man.
A total. Starting, Tennessee heads to Kansas City.
Easy. You know I'm picking
the Chiefs.
I'm picking the Chiefs as well. I've been very open about that from the beginning. Atlanta heads to the Rams.
I'm going to say the Rams pull off the upset.
I call the Rams, and they're the favorite, but...
I'm going to take the Falcons.
All right. Buffalo heads to Jacksonville.
That honestly is completely dependent on if Shady McCoy plays.
Is it? I thought you said it was going to be a blowout.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Jacksonville.
Yeah, but I'm
taking Jacksonville as well. I already wrote it down. It's right here. It's already written down, Alex. I knew he was going to do that because, like, I was like, we're probably going to have a lot of the same.
Bortles, man. I'll take Jacksonville.
Carolina, New Orleans. Do you want to know my pick first that I already wrote down? Yes. It's New Orleans.
All right, I'm going Carolina.
Oh, my God. See?
I'm taking the Saints.
Because you don't believe in white running backs. Deep down inside, you know.
I believe in white running backs. Or the future of this country.
Yeah. If we're going down the crapper then.
We're going to hustle and show some
Tommy true grit. Gerhardt, Peyton Hillis, and Christian McCaffrey are going to go have like drinks once a year. We're part of this fraternity, man. Like a failed NFL white running backs. Like Bama versus Georgia.
Alabama.
Yeah, Bama.
I took Bama as well.
So the only game I really got to care about is the Panthers-Saints game.
Yes.
All right.
Which makes it a little bit more intriguing to watch because, frankly, I didn't care leading up to that. So
I believe you, white running backs.
I believe you. Yeah, he's going to make a play that is – he's either going to win the game or completely lose the game. He's going to be like Jacoby Jones when he was with Houston playing the Ravens and he muffed the punt. Like, it's just going to be one of those where he's just like all of a sudden like before the
and
game
then when
starts –
with the Ravens, he wins the Super Bowl.
And he's going to go hang out with Sweet Pea.
Before one of the game, one of the Saints players walks up to him and just goes, just remember, you're white. And it just clicks. And he's like, oh, my God, I am. And then he's going to have the worst game ever. And the Danny Woodhead's going to be like, hey. You know? That's how I see it going down. Mm-hmm. Anything else you want to say, Sebastian? Or Alex?
Nope, I'm good.
Oh, silent. Hey, Big Ten, 7-1 in bowl games. Hey.
Also the best conference in college football.
You're both on drugs. Just this has been facts. The Benchwarmers Redemption here on Dragon Digital Radio. I've been Matt Trudell.
True Patriot, Alex Baker.
Big Ten fan, Sebastian Merrick.
And until next week, peace, stay safe, and remember to love yourself.